Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I haven't talked enough about the new and improved Infowars.com, where you can comment on all the stories. We're about to launch social networking, have your own site on there, working on a few bugs there. Go check out the new Infowars.com. Really proud of the work Nemo's doing over there. All right, now we got John, Skip, Frank, Leo, George, others. I'm going to go to George in a minute. He's a friend of mine. But Skip, everybody stay there. I'm going to get to you. Open phones this hour. Going back to John, Ted Haggard, the big mega church, global church leader. Now, I'm not defending what he did, but the whole thing had the look of a setup. And they don't recruit you into those power positions unless they've got dirt on you. And then this fellow's saying, and I don't know if it's true, but I know most of these guys in these power positions are into this. It's like a club. You got to basically do this, skull and bones, all of it. It's homoerotic. I'd get arrested in Canada just for saying that, saying I'm bashing gays. I'm just reporting what they do sexually and that it's a guild. And, you know, it came out the drugs and the sex and all that. And I had seen a blurb in the news about the guy that brought it out on him being connected in with Republicans and other big, high-powered people. I didn't know about the Bohemian Grove. I'll check into that. But just so you can finish up what you were saying, John, I mean, did you say you know Ted Haggard? Did he talk about this before he got busted, or what did he tell you?
Very well, and his family. And I would tell you, he does not belong to any. He started this church himself from ground up from about three people. He's just a very charismatic individual, and he is not involved, would not be involved in any of this. And I had talked to, not him directly, but somebody else that had talked to him about this, and they were really kind of surprised on how this was, how they had asked him to do this. And this was not too long after they did a story on him on U.S. World News, reported news, and I happened to be in the church that day when they did that. So Ted is not that type of person, but he's been completely run out of town here and is now retraining, as is his wife, in a new field. But,
So they approached him about pushing the whole martial law deal?
They approached him about talking to the congregation about, and the ministers that were, that he was a mentor to and were under him.
You understand.
Talk to him about that issue. Because Colorado is is one of the most open gun states in the country.
I understand. I appreciate you calling in with that. Okay, let's go to George Butler, talk show host on Saturday nights here on the Genesis Network. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, Alex, you're doing great today, and that those beautiful personal experiences are great. You know about this march that Ron Paul was suggesting earlier in your program?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, Memorial Day is a Rolling Thunder thing already set up there, and John Holland has spoken at several of Ron Paul's rallies. And Ron Paul is strong for the POWMIA movement. So a joint thing like Rolling Thunder and a Freedom March together might bring 1 million there to Washington, D.C. on the 25th of May.
Absolutely. So you're thinking Memorial Day is a better day than 4th of July?
I think so, because the July 4th, all those people already have the events tied up on a lot of those venues. I've already checked out some of the dates.
And they're going to be, a lot of people are going to be out of town, too, on vacation.
Yes, and John Holland is a stand-up guy, a veteran of three wars. He stands up for the vets and the POWs. And it would be a great time. A synergy there would be created. I think it's 1 million strong in Washington, D.C., Memorial Day weekend.
Well, the congressman just got on a plane, so I can't call him up and give him that advice. But I'm sure he'll figure it out. But people should give that feedback to the campaign. Thanks, George.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
You bet. Actually, George brought me the birthday cake yesterday. Thanks, George. All right, I'm going to come back. Try to go quicker to your calls. Skip, Frank, Leo, many others. 1-800-259-9231. Check out the new and improved, and it's only going to get better, Infowars.com. I want to get that social networking up today or tomorrow. I'm cracking the whip. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it's a top story in Tampa. Cops come over to somebody paralyzed from the chest down, and they just start laughing and dump the guy forward. And when you're paralyzed, you just slam full force, reportedly breaking some bones. And they laughed at him and put him back in the chair. I mean, it's just look, they're hiring in psychopathic goons who are low grade morons. Every time I mention this, people don't believe me, but most departments, they've been sued a lot over because it is discrimination, won't hire you now if you have over 100 IQ. And I'm not saying cops are dumb. I got a lot of police that listen to the show, and they know about the New World Order and 9/11, and I've been out in L.A. and been around all these retired police detectives and people that are bodyguards to the stars. And then some of the part-time guys are still, you know, on the vice squad, and they just, they all know about the New World Order. They all know it's corrupt. They all know it's a big joke. But I'm talking about street-level police. Either they're nice guys or they're psychopaths. And I don't know. I mean, I don't even want to play this audio of them. But it's the laughing at them that's so disgusting. It's the laughing. And I know somebody. Cop pulls him over, and he says, "What are these?" And he goes, "These are my hand controls. I'm paralyzed." He says, "Get out of the car." And he said, "Okay, I've got to get my wheelchair out of the back." And he said, "Nope, get out now." And he said, "Sir, I can't." started pulling him, pulling on his arm, saying, get out, get out. And he said, I can't. This went on for about a minute. So he yells back at the cop and says, I'm paralyzed. And that was it. Got the full slamming around on the car into the ground, all tore up. And I just, it's, I mean, this must be going on everywhere, because I typed, before I knew what the actual headline in, I typed in a basic headline and just hundreds of stories. And not just here, it was Spanish police beating people up in wheelchairs. I think there's a predator instinct with predators that they just go wild when they've got a paralyzed, kind of like a rabbit. If it's broke, if its back's broken and it's squealing, just drives a coyote nuts. It's just got to chomp into it. And I don't know, now men frisking women, tearing their panties off is good. Now tasering people because they won't give a urine sample or can't is good. Now, you know, pain compliance. I have video police in martial law breaking pro-lifers' arms for sitting on the sidewalk. And they say, get up. And they say, no. And they go, okay. They wrap nunchucks around. They go, boom, break it. Arm goes the other direction. Cops all laugh. It's just funny to break people's arms. And then I'm supposed to sit here and go, oh, thank you, officer. I didn't want to talk bad about you. The police didn't act like this in the past. I mean, there were some of it, but nothing like the levels it is now. And not just the fact that we have YouTube and video, and now this comes out, we're seeing it. That's certainly part of it. But I've seen the numbers, the statistics. I mean, remember Diallo in New York? And later the police got the surveillance camera tapes, and it wasn't him. The police are forcing people out of a club at closing. They're mad about it. And somebody punches a cop, so the police get mad, beat up a bunch of people, and randomly arrest some folks. They take Diallo to the New York booking, and they raped him for 4 hours. See, I mean, and the, this is because a good cop blew the whistle. There were six cops behind closed doors watching this, and of course they all got mad at him. But I mean, can you? I mean, you know how hard that is just to be the person doing it, beating him and sodomizing him with a broken mop handle. And I don't want to get into details here, but he lost pints of blood. I mean, just blood. And the cop, I mean, the cop was enjoying it. He's a Jeffrey Dahmer. He shouldn't be wearing a badge or a uniform. And they got this culture of defend bad cops. All that does is then give all the police a bad name. But see, the system ends up promoting most of these guys. Remember the Army recruiters in Denver and Houston 4 years ago was when it first started breaking, and now there's just been literally countless stories. Because it's a handbook. And they call the 16, 17-year-olds up, and some of them are smart enough to record it or bring a recording device to the meeting. There's been a combination of it. And or the military will even call up on an answering machine. I mean, the corruption, the evil is so bad that they will leave incriminating evidence on a phone message. We ought to play that. We played that years ago where he's, listen to me, it's the law, you got to sign up. It's the law. I'm going to arrest you if you don't sign the paperwork now. And I get them all mixed up. Houston, New York, Denver, L.A., there's been a bunch of Chicago, a bunch of cases. To the point of where I get conditioned to not even cover it anymore when I see it. Kind of like more companies are telling their employees to take microchips, and more police chiefs are taking it, more hospitals are putting in the systems to administer it, and more governments are pushing it and trying to make their population take it or make illegal aliens in their country and Mexico take it. To the point of where I've recovered it so much as it gets worse and worse, I don't even cover it anymore. I go, well, I've covered this 100 times. Yeah, it's a new chapter, but see, I'm even becoming acclimated to where I don't even get into a lot of this now. And that's bad. We have to be consciously aware of what's happening and not be conditioned. But I digress. Do you know what happened in that first big case? And I forget if it was Denver or Houston. Hold on. I want to say it was Denver. Guess what happened to that head recruiter who did that? He was recruited. They suspended him and were doing an investigation. He was recruited to being one of the national directors. He got a national position in recruiting. You can pull that up. I would type in a headline like, controversial Army recruiter promoted, I think we should bring it up, or Army recruiter promoted after incidents or something like that. I mean, that's who they're not hiring aggravated felons into the military and illegal aliens with felony records because they want to play patty cake with us, okay? Now, that's how criminal it is. That's how bad it's gotten. Where it's just all color of law. Just like they'll tell you it's the law, you got to show up at the courthouse to take your injections, you'll go to jail. There is no law. They got police dogs, MP5 machine guns, everything, because there's protesters trying to warn the people. They must be terrorists. You see how bad this has gotten? Let's play this clip that I promise I'm going to go to Skip, Frank, Leo, many, many others that are patiently holding. This is deputy suspended after dumping man from wheelchair. Here it is.
Come on, this way.
Meet Brian Sterner, who broke his neck almost 14 years ago and is a quadriplegic. But watch what happens when Sterner, who can drive and was arrested on a traffic violation, gets to the Orient Road Jail.
And this deputy, Marcia, you know, she looked at me and she didn't believe that I was a quadriplegic, I guess. And she walked behind me with those handles on the back of that hospital-grade wheelchair and just dumped it straight forward.
Sterner says he tried to roll as he was going down, but hit so hard he thought he had broken two ribs. Then when he was on the floor, deputies frisked him and tried to get him back into the chair.
You know, I told him how to pick me up and put me back in the chair, but without sensation. Like, I don't feel anything from my chest down, so I didn't know they were broken then.
Yeah, let's just stop right there. Let's just stop right there. Again, when you've been paralyzed, especially like this guy, chest down, for years, your muscle turns into just like jelly. And so you get injured really, really easily. Bones break. Ligaments pull out. Blood clots. Very dangerous. In the video, they just manhandled the daylights out of him. You know the type of bad karma, I don't believe the term karma, but you know, reap what you sow. You know the type of bad luck you're getting doing that, lady? I wouldn't want to get between you and God. I know you don't believe in God, but you're going to believe. Oh, you're not afraid? You will be. You will be. Back to it.
My ribs.
The Hillsborough Sheriff's Office didn't know anything about the incident until we showed them their tape. And now an investigation is underway.
This has all come to light today. Therefore, this review very active.
And while we asked for a written report of the incident, the major in charge here at the Orient Road Jail told us there isn't one, because as far as they're concerned, they didn't have a problem with, nor cause a problem to, any inmate in a wheelchair. But don't tell that to Brian Sterner.
It's incredibly degrading. It's an example of how poorly trained the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is. You know, if they're trying to figure out if somebody's in a wheelchair or not, there are many other ways you can do it besides dumping somebody on their face. You know?
But it's something Sterner had to face, and now the sheriff's office will have to face the fact that a deputy at the jail thought it was appropriate to dump someone out of a wheelchair onto the ground, and another deputy appears to think it's funny. In Tampa, Mike Neeson, Tampa Bay's 10 News.
See, this is the dehumanization that's happened. And it's going to get worse when you have millions of young people playing shoot-em-up video games where you rip people's guts out and chop heads off all day. And I'm not bashing the video game makers, and we've got a lot of fans that are in that industry. The point is that it conditions you and desensitizes you. The first shoot-em-up video game, like Doom, was developed as a shoot-em-up for the Pentagon to habitualize and create instinctive firing. Because if you shoot silhouettes of humans tens of thousands of times, again, it becomes second nature, reflex. And it's that, I mean, I've interviewed people where a 90, I think she was 93, I forget, it was in Oregon, 90 plus years old, blind. The cops show up. The health department was taking away a wagon in the front yard that had been her daughter's. Her daughter was 74. We had her on. I remember her age. And she starts arguing with them, so they tase her. Then they go in the house, and the old woman doesn't hear anything, doesn't see anything. You know, she's shutting down. You know, that happens, folks. Lose their sight, lose their hearing. If you're blessed enough to live that old, it'll probably end up happening to you. So they beat the living daylights out of her, drug her out of a wheelchair. I remember that report. I think they tased her, too. Oh, yeah, she had a fake eye. They knocked that out of her head. I forgot that part. Hit her so hard in the back of the head that the fake eye flipped out. Look, it's your own videos. Men strip searching women as they scream and beg, pulling their panties off, throwing quadriplegics out on their face in wheelchairs, beating up old women. It just isn't going to fly. You're not going to be able to put perfume on that pig.
It
is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Wouldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
All right, let me move quick here to your calls. Skip in California. You're on the air. Go ahead, Skip.
Hey, I had a quick suggestion for what the meetup groups can do and two points I wanted to touch on. One is I was thinking if all these meetup groups could, on April 15th, tax day, get copies of American Freedom to Fascism and just pass them out of post offices. I think that'd get... we could get possibly millions of copies of that film into hands of people that pay taxes on the one day they're thinking about that most.
Absolutely. That's a great way to get it out. You can also just pass the Google video link around to people.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good way of getting all the meetup groups together to kind of show how big the numbers for support for this movement is. and for Ron Paul, even if he doesn't have that much of a chance anymore. But then I had a thought on a different point. If you can equate the New World Order to a machine, if you get a gear to stop turning in an engine, the whole thing will shut down.
Do you know where the term sabotage comes from?
Yes.
In French, well, tell folks, in French they were wearing the sandals and people would stick them in the gears, kind of a protest in the factories. So explain that.
I don't know the original term, but I think if you just throw a monkey wrench in an engine, it's gonna break down. I just wonder what the best way to throw the monkey wrench into the New World Order's engine would be.
Well, first you got to educate people, and I got some Big Brother news coming up that'll just blow you away with the face scanning, talking, you know, cameras just everywhere in America and in England. It's going to be like an airport. Look for suspicious activity. I mean, it's already happening in some U.S. cities in England. Just constant announcements and look for terrorists. And again, there's no real terrorists. You're walking down your street and there's like announcements. Look for suspicious things. It's literally making everything a prison. They're doing it. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Skip. Let's talk to Frank in Connecticut. You're on the air, Frank.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was actually watching that video of that police lady tipping over that poor kid in the wheelchair as I was on hold there, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, what have we come to?
But then there's the celebration.
Yes. I saw the man in the white shirt, the cop, he's running off. He's got a big smirk on his face like it was great.
Man is a mammal, and when we start acting like animals, we become animals, and it's real funny to have the prey, we're seen as the prey, flopping around pathetically. It made him feel powerful. See, a lot of people like to wear the black uniform and like to beat people up, not because they're a servant. Some of them do get into it because of the instinctive need to serve and defend as a true tribal warrior, and that's admirable and the highest calling, but more and more of them, it's about being on the winning team. Oh, we always win. Ooh, he was having a victory, you see. Watch, and you see, whereas you as I would feel pathetic. We'd be depressed for weeks doing something like that. They don't have a conscience. It's all part of a reveling in the evil.
He's going to go home and tell his wife how great the day was, and he's just going to marvel.
Well, I mean, I've been in jail a few times, and I've been in some bad jails. And let me tell you. You hear the jail guards talking about how they beat people up or how it was real funny or how somebody had diarrhea and crapped all over the cell and how they left them in there for 2 days. I mean, and in a way, you become like that because you're in with a lot of bad people in jail and you're in with others that would stay in that job. You see how it just creates evil?
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I had a couple quick things I just wanted to tell you about. First off, that song by Paris that you play, I think, is awesome. And I actually I sent you a song in the mail 1 week ago about 9/11 that I did. I don't know if you got it, but it's on CD. I think you'd really enjoy it. And I've seen all your movies, and I was wondering, you talk a lot about W199I in the movies, but you never talk about them as smoking gun evidence on the air when you're talking about it. Was there any reason for that, or?
You know, there are hundreds of smoking guns, and I put it in a film. I put it in Road to Tyranny. We had Greg Pallas, who broke it with the BBC on, and so we've covered it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just had never really heard much talk about it on the air. And I had seen a show on the Discovery Channel the other day about the Freemasons, and they were talking about some things on the dollar bill where in the back the Latin translation.
New World Order.
Yeah, awaiting the birth of a new world order. I just found that unbelievable. And the design,
but it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. They tell Ron, they come on the news and it's whatever Ron Paul talks about, he's crazy. He's delusional. He's out there. I mean, it's just unbelievable how people don't see it.
It is. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and take more. We got Jesse Benton popping in as well. But Leo, Dr. Roberts, Ed, others, it's all coming up. You know, for some reason I got on Google Video last night and I watched the intro to Road to Tyranny that I made in, well, the final edition. I'll finish up after the break when we get back. But I was talking about Live Decision Technologies, how they plan to kill 80% of us. I mean, I've been saying that for 12 years. People just now think I've heard of talking about that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, more of your calls coming up. Jesse Benton's going to be calling in the next 10, 15 minutes. More updates on the Ron Paul campaign, the big march on Washington coming up. Got a bunch of other news I want to get to as well. But my point is this. I was watching Road to Tyranny. I watched like the first 10 minutes of it, and I do like a 3-4 minute introduction. And at the end of it, I say their master plan is to put in this cashless society control grid. In fact, I was tempted just to play it today, but what's the point? Road to Tyranny is out there if you want to see it. Get the DVD here in high quality, which I recommend people do. The old films are excellent. People are just now starting to discover those. But I laid out how they're using scientific dictatorship, how they're controlling us, how they're going to put us into the compact cities, how they're engineering the population, forced drugging. And then I detail all that in the film. Now, that's a film I made 6 years ago. I mean, I put out a version 2 weeks after 9/11 happened. And then I put out another version that was the official Road to Tyranny, and people didn't know that if they ordered after February, that was really a third edition. The first edition was like 2 hours. Next edition was 2.5 hours. Next one was like 3 hours. But my point is, it isn't about, ooh, I was talking about all the things you see happening now. I get calls and emails from people going, you just now started talking about population reduction, and you just now started talking about, forced drugging, and you just now started talking about life extension technologies and how the elite want these, and you're copying this person or that person, and then I'll go look up the person and the person's been around a year, two, 3 years. It's just a weird feeling to have pioneered so much of what is now common knowledge with people that are informed, and then to see so much of our movement obsessed with who said it first. It isn't that I come on here and say I said it first, because by the way, I didn't. That isn't what matters. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and hear that that I just now started talking about these things. I mean, I've been saying the same thing for 12 years, 13 years, because I'm going from documents, and I'm going from textbooks, and I'm going from their own admissions. Well, that's why you can find thousands of other people independently saying the exact same thing I'm saying, and it doesn't matter. You know, I've had people try to say that that videotape of me live on TV, that, by the way, Jimmy Vaughn saw live when I did it. A lot of other people saw me do, I used to do a 2.5 hour show once a week. And I did 2.5 hours on July 25th on TV and radio, saying the government's going to say bin Laden attacked us, it's going to be staged, they'll probably attack the World Trade Centers. And I did that because I knew the feds had bombed it before. Cooked the bomb, trained the driver, the detonators. I knew that they were hyping it. And then and I saw them bragging on TV about your life's about to change. Here's bin Laden. He's the bad guy. I put two and two together and was able to then come out and warn people and say, call the White House, tell them don't do it. But, I mean, who cares if I'm the first person to talk about it or if other people saw the propaganda and made similar predictions? Not as exact, but close. Who cares? This movement isn't about who first exposed the Federal Reserve. It was exposed by senators and congressmen at the time it was rammed through in 1913. It was fought in the 3 year lead up to it. Who cares? And who cares? You know, one talk show host focuses on the Masons, another talk show host focuses on Catholics, and another focuses on Jews all day, another, you know. And I'm sorry, I've just studied society and history. There's evil people running every group and every major nation. Evil in high places. And the New World Order is in control of all of those major groups. And so when we go on air and we bash Jews, or we bash Catholics, or we bash Protestants, or we bash, what's the other group I was mentioning? You know, any of these groups, the people, the Masons, the people that are members of that, 99% of Masons don't even know that there's degrees above the 33rd degree. They think 33rd's it. And the masters, the Masons that get up to the 33rd level, they're not supposed to tell the porch Masons, the outer Masons, what's going on. So you get up here and you bash a bunch of Masons, and then people who are Masons know that George Washington was one, the founders of Texas were, and they weren't evil men. So then they think, well, I'm not evil, and I'm in a fraternal order raising money for kids, and this is just a good old boys club. How dare people lie about us? See, if you just approach it and attack them that way, instead of showing them, no, this is how they control good people, and this is what is above it, this is how they're leading you around by the nose, thinking you're part of something good and big. Just like they've recruited 23,000 corporate execs. And they plan to double that. They've recruited 26,000 preachers. They plan to double that. The average preacher's given a handout and a presentation that sounds good, sounds reasonable. And so now when they hear me on air bashing the FEMA camps and the takeover plans, well, they've been told it's all for good reasons, and they've been included in it, and they're being manipulated. So we have to reach out to them and show them the process of how they're being manipulated to wake them up. Does that make sense? I mean, it's not intellectually fair for people to say that I cover up for the crimes of Israel when I have always exposed the fact that Israel admits they staged terror attacks on their own people. It's now admitted that they staged events in Uganda with Idi Amin, but the Israeli commandos going in to save the hostages didn't know that the government had set them up to be shot up. Generals will put troops down in a valley, a couple hundred of them, knowing it's going to bring in a larger force just to expose them, sacrificing those troops. It's like sacrificing a pawn. Or if you're playing chess and you're getting right down to checkmate, and it means you've got to sacrifice a knight or a rook or a bishop, you do it. You see? See, once you have collateral damage and acceptable losses. Once they had that idea, that's how the military carried out 9/11. I mean, a criminal element of it with private contractors. That really is the military, by the way. Been like that for decades. Now it's just becoming obvious. The delivery systems, the weapon systems, all of it is then secreted down to the troop level. So you have to separate that out. We're not bashing the military. We're bashing who's in control of it. It's like saying, don't bash the military. Hitler would always say that. Don't criticize me or you're bashing our brave military. Well, no, people were bashing in Germany you and what you were commanding them to do. So we have to be clear about this. It's not fair if I, and again, I'm not whining about myself. This is good for thought processes. This is educational. It's the only reason I'm talking about this now. We're going to go to your calls. Is because it's not fair if I, in my film, boldly expose the fact that Israel attacked the USS Liberty. By the way, that's now been declassified by the NSA. They have the transcripts where Israel knew it was an American ship and they were ordered to sink it, and their pilots refused three times and then followed orders. So all the debate's over, all the books trying to debunk us are over. Just like Tonkin, it's now over, it's admitted that was staged. It's over. Game over. It was exposed. Now it's up to us to get the Chicago Tribune and other papers out that reported that. I never said that Israel didn't run that attack and wasn't involved. I went further and said, by the way, the U.S. was clearly involved with Israel planning to go against the Russians, go against Egypt. It's like if two guys rob a bank and people say, no, only one guy robbed a bank. And I say, no, two people robbed a bank. And people say, no, you're defending Israel. That's a fraudulent attack. That's not real. You've got people who want to teach the public that all evil flows from one place, and that is Israel. And that's just not the case. Evil is in high places everywhere. Ahmadinejad calling for world government 2 weeks ago. Just because he's bad and that regime's bad doesn't then mean that the New World Order is good. See, the New World Order can point at Ahmadinejad and these other countries and say, look what they do to their people. Look at their oppression. Oh, we're good. No, you're both bad. See, it's evil in high places is the point, is the main thing I'm trying to get across to people. You know, it's the same thing. I can get up here 3-4 months ago and say, Tony Blair just converted to Catholicism. He's sworn that he would never be EU chairman. He's not in line to be EU chairman. It supposedly rotates in order, but the EU does whatever it wants. He's converted to Catholicism because the European Union is basically a vessel of Rome. I mean, that's in their founding documents from the Treaty of Rome. It's an extension of that empire. You can debate who's driving it, but you got the last two popes calling for world government and having all the religious leaders. I mean, that's bad, and that's a bold stance to come out and say that's bad. And now Tony Blair, they admit, is about to go for EU head, and he lied the whole time and said he wasn't, and I was right. And then my detractors just lie and say I've never talked about any of it. When I've had all these guests on over the years, I've covered it 100 times. It's the same thing with the Masons. I've had hundreds of guests on over the last 13 years exposing it. I've made films, The Order of Death, about it. I have done it. And it's frustrating to me, not that I'm being attacked, because that means I'm having an effect. And a lot of it's paid for disinfo, but most of it is just people parroting what they heard somebody else say. It isn't that I'm being attacked that bothers me. It's that I know that a lot of our energies that could be used towards fighting evil, a lot of our energies that could be used towards warning people about the vaccines or the water or the air or the open borders or the Second Amendment or the national ID card, that about half of our movement, it's about half, spends none of their time actually doing anything but fighting with each other and saying who's right and who's got it right and who's an agent and who isn't. But it does bother me at a certain level because I know I'm for real. You know, I know I've got my integrity. I know I try every day to be a moral, upstanding person. And I try to not hurt people's feelings either. You know, when Pat Robertson came out and said China's doing what it has to do with a forced abortion and infanticide, I read his quote, I played the CNN clip where he came back and said, yeah, I do agree with that. And I had lots of Protestants, and I even had Christian radio stations Some of them get mad at me and threaten to take me off the air, and a few of them did because I came on air and said Pat Robertson was bad. I don't like having to polarize the audience. I don't like having to turn off whole groups. You know, I'm trying to get the basic message across and reach as many people as I can. But, I mean, when Pat Robertson comes out and endorses Giuliani, who is, you know, pro-abortion, all of it, you just, if you're a Christian, you can't support him. And now most people agree with me about Pat Robertson. But I don't like having to do this, and I don't do it in some type of vitriol where I'm the high and mighty judge up here telling everyone how bad they are. You know, I don't judge Tim Haggart. The guy definitely got led astray and got in a lot of trouble, and you know, I'm sad for him. And it's bad what happened to his church. I don't take any pleasure in laughing at others that are doing bad things with their lives or indestructive lifestyles. You know, I'm none of us are perfect. And I want listeners to know this, too. People are always saying, well, you need to do this, or you need to do that, or you need to have this higher moral standing, or you need to say this on the air or do that. Hey, I'm not your preacher, and I'm not your leader, and I'm not holding myself out as some super moral standard, okay, and telling others, you know, how they're bad morally. I'm saying it's wrong for cops to be throwing quadriplegics out on their face and laughing at them for no reason. And I got more reports Aaron brought me. Police allegedly hang quadriplegic man. News Channel 8, jurors ruled the city of Pasadena must pay $80,000 to a quadriplegic man who sued because police officers jerked him out of his wheelchair and hung him upside down to search him. Cornell Greenhouse sued the city and four police officers for assault, battery, false arrest, false imprisonment, excessive force, intentional infliction of emotional distress, invasion of privacy, and negligence. And the cops, you know what they said in the arguments? They said, well, the standard way to do a search is a pat-down. And you got to be vertical, and he can't stand up, so we hung him up. Long as we follow procedure, it's all right. I got a stack of these wheelchair news. A stack of wheelchair news. So, I'm not here to fight with police. I'm not here to bash you. I'm mad at the abuses and how you get away with it and how you're in a gang mentality society, how you're being conditioned by the federally mandated and designed training. I'm mad at the minority groups, you know, the Hispanic groups saying, this is Mexico, we're going to take you back, ha-ha, on their radio and TV. And if you point it out, they get mad and say, you're not supposed to let the secret out, racist gringo. And I'm like, man, I don't care what color you are. I just care about this country. Stop running around saying you're going to bring it down. Stop going to rallies wearing shirts saying the plan of San Diego, a plan to kill all whites 16 and older. Public plan. Type plan of San Diego into Google. I mean, you know, I don't like that. What do you expect me to do when you sit there and say stuff like that? I'm just supposed to shut up and go along with the government line of, oh, they're all sweet and they love America and they all just want to be friendly. It's just not true. The dominant culture, I don't know if the people are all buying it, I know a lot are, of these illegal aliens, the majority of which are from Latin America, is that they're going to bring down this country. And the globalists have opened the door for you and told the police not to enforce laws on you and told the banks and everybody else to give you the red carpet. The New World Order is evil. Whatever they're pushing, whatever they're behind, is for bad intentions. Always. And so what you're doing is bad. And your invasion is bad. And I don't care. I'm going to talk about it. But I don't do it in some type of vitriol. I want people to have liberty in Mexico. I want them to fix their own problems. I mean, I could probably handle 30, 40 million illegals driving down the wages, bankrupting the hospitals and the city governments. It's all happening now. I can handle that a little bit better. I'd still, you know, would be against it. But just the, I'm going to kill you once we take over, go back to Europe, pilgrim, you know, all these racist names. I mean, I want to live in peace. And I don't come at things from a preconceived notion. I come at things from research, from hard study of history. Because when you know history, you understand elites do the same thing, just in different combinations, over and over and over and over and over again. The New World Order is killing us. They're attacking us. It's real simple. Your black nationalism kill whitey, or your Mexican nationalism kill whitey, or kill blackie too. It doesn't matter once you figure out there's a global scientific elite poisoning your water, does it? And they don't care what color your little baby is. See, that'll get your priorities straight, won't it? Why are we fighting with each other? Why? Well, they know we're fighting over resources. So even if I want to reach out to the Reconquistas, they're in their primitive tribal mode. Everybody else is. We're fighting for resources, so we're fighting, period. Hispanics are figuring out, though, they're losing the resources to the illegals. That's why the majority of Hispanics are against it. But the media acts like all Hispanics are for it, and you're racist if you're against it. All right, I promise we'll go to your calls on the other side and a lot more right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those orange bodies. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the National ID.
By the way,
don't want a chip in my wallet.
You can watch the music video of this live from the Texas Independence Day Anti-New World Order rally at the end of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Don't forget I'm a documentary filmmaker. I hope you'll visit the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Leo and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, bro, Alex. Look, in all fairness to us listeners and callers and to the station, the next time you want to go into a 15-minute tirade, which is great, could you warn us so those of us who actually have a life could, hang up and call back some other day? Anyway, that being said.
Well, hey, that being said, people know what I do on the show, and I like people calling, but that's it, no one made you call.
No, I understand that. But if you're going to go into a tirade and I have to do something, it would be a kindness to the caller to, let them know. And if you've got to hang up, you've got to hang up. But I'm going to talk for the next 5, 10, 15 minutes. And that's cool, but just let us know. That's all. Anyway, back to the real point. You're talking about the shoes. That was a sabot, which is a wooden shoe you threw in. Anyway, that was the Luddite thing. Now, the other guy was talking about the dollar bill, and he should look over on the right side, right above the eagle. There's a Rothschild Star of David arrangement of the stars. That's another interesting thing. Anyway, that being said, I've got this plan for Ron Paul for the major election. Don't throw your vote away with the CFR. Don't stay home in dissent. Let's have a massive write-in campaign. We had a write-in. I mean, we do have the right to write in, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone who's disgusted with the candidate, you don't have to be a Rand Paul supporter. If you don't like the current CFR candidates, then write in Ron Paul. Anyway, that's one thing. And I think the big demo, it's got to be done a little differently. Why should we all go to Washington, waste gas and stuff? I think what we should do is have a nationally televised, on the internet setup, where each of us goes to the state capitol with a list of people who are registered voters who couldn't show up and present them to the legislators in our local state capitals. Could you imagine 50 state capitals having Ron Paul and other supporters coming to?
Well, I think we need to try to focus on the Washington because that's where it'll get media attention. But I agree, for people that can't travel, and that'll be a lot of people, simultaneous state rallies at every capital.
Exactly, and televise it over the internet also, so that people who couldn't go even to the state capitals can see it. I mean, this is could be a major worldwide event.
Well, more importantly, everybody needs to contact the media locally to make sure they come out and cover it, and then you get thousands of media outlets covering it instead of just a few dozen like what's going to happen in Washington.
Well, that's the whole thing. I think the each state capital having to deal with a group of people, and the people will see who they are and won't have to travel all that way to Washington.
I hear you, Leo. There's one problem. If I'm going to get to the calls, I got to cut you off. See, that's another thing. A lot of hosts who take a lot of calls, they give each person about a minute. Leo got about 3. So we can't do everything here. We can't satisfy everybody. So I have to cut you off now, Leo, because we got to give time to Dr. Robert, Ed, and others.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.